Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prospering Souls broadcast. I am your host, Elder Denise Bryson of Denise Bryson Ministries.
You are better than that. You are better than that. Stop being picked up and put down like a baseball bat, letting them use your body to hit a home run, causing your emotions to unravel, becoming undone. You are better than that. A different man every week for free, yet you judge the woman that charges a fee? When she uses her body to swing and hit, she costs top dollar for every lick they get. But you look down at her. She is a businesswoman. She gets paid for what she does. However, you are a cheap imitation. You are willing to do the same for free, yet you judge her because she charges a fee. The girl on the pole works for tips. You judge her and call her a stanko. But you do the same for free. Freak is what they call you. A coochie call is a drive-by stop they make frequently, yet you feel superior to those who get paid. You look down on them as if what you are doing is better. You too should be wearing a scarlet letter. So stop and think before you continue to sing. Realize you are better than a free imitation of a call girl. You have to know your worth. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You need to come clean to yourself and stop the cheap imitation of a no-fee-based call girl. Understand your worth. Increase your self-esteem and know that you are better than that. What silence uncovers? When silence speaks, what will it say? What will it uncover about that dark day? When silence speaks, what silence uncovers? When silence speaks, what will it say? What will it uncover about the dark days? From my youth, you stole many minutes, hours, and yes, days. Monster, I cannot recover the time taken. My mind was frozen on your acts of incest. Yet, my covering, my protector, still does not know. Because I have been silent. Time after time, you invaded me. I was afraid to cry out, so I kept silent. Time and time again, you invaded my person. These encounters should not have been my story. I was just a little girl. But time and time again, you came and invaded my body with your touch, with your body parts. You invaded me. I cried from within. Yet outwardly, my cry was never heard. I chose silence as my weapon because I did not know how the cry would be received or if the cry would be believed. So I kept silent. Yet time and time again, you invaded my body with yours. I hated your touch, your breath, your body, and your voice. However, you were my family, whom I was supposed to love. But you invaded me time and time again. Your invasion took me down a path that I should have never started to journey. Sexual escapades with one after another, all because you attacked the younger me. The growing me had to deal with the trauma of your touch, your breath, your body in mine, and your voice. Others question my behavior as if I enjoyed the ramifications of your actions, your invasion of me. I was just a child taken advantage of, hiding these ugly acts because you that scared me. Your deeds caused me to feel unworthy, unworthy of the things that were promised to me because of your invasion. You have the nerve to approach me today with other forms of your lustful desire, although you know now it would be to your disadvantage because I am stronger now. so you cannot invade my body any longer, although your eyes try. Now my silence speaks aloud, so don't stir up any of the memory. I will blast with a loud voice of your intent to invade. Yes, my mind will speak aloud. It will uncover the monster that is you. So you may want to leave my space before I shout aloud and reveal who you are, sick and perverted. When my silence speaks, it will uncover the monster that you are. Broken chains. These chains that had me bound, my cry to God released a sound, a sound that said to God, I want to be free from these chains that are holding me. Sex, lies, and soul ties. What a web of bondage these three did weave. Chained up, tied up, wrapped up, I cried aloud, Lord, deliver me. I was fighting to get free of each struggle facing me, keeping me held by these chains, facing the fight alone, winning and losing through all this pain. Oh, if I only knew what I know now, that Jesus broke the chain for me back on Calvary. My praise will continue to be thank you, Jesus, for freeing me. Yes, Jesus is the chain breaker. The tragic incidents that caused this behavior, what I allowed to become my flavor, whatever the case, free me from this place. Let me forgive so I can live free from the chains holding me. Oh, your word says to give Jesus my life. His sacrifice has paid the price. Yes. Let Jesus take control for you. Jesus is the chain breaker. Help me, Lord, to accept what you have done. Give up this simple way that once was called fun. I no longer have to carry these chains around burdened and bound. God's love for me has released what had me bound. Jesus changed my heart. Oh, yes, I have decided I will follow the way that Jesus has provided. Thank you. Thank you, God. I am not in this fight by myself. You fixed the fight on Calvary. You sent your son, and he died for me and everyone that will believe. Thank you, God, for letting me see how you see me, free. Yes, Jesus is the chain breaker. God's promise in his word promises me. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Yes, Jesus is the chain breaker. No matter when the chain links began to connect, wickedness thought it was prevailing. God sent Jesus, and yes, his love is unfailing. Yes, Jesus is the chain breaker. His death on the cross broke the grip of sin. Accept Jesus as your Savior and let his blood cleanse. So no matter what life has or willing to bring, Jesus bears the guilt and the shame on the cross. Oh, yes, Jesus broke the chain so we would not be lost. All power belongs to God. So by his power, we are set free. His saving power breaks all the power of the enemy. When we trust and believe, we are free, letting go of what is linking. Willing to forgive, to stop sinking. God heals the heart, strengthens the body, prospers the soul, and gives peace to the mind. If you will resist temptation, your escape is made. The promise of his word says, for God will break the chains that bind his people. I release you today from the chains on your hands. Oh, Lord, you have loosed my chains. For I am the Lord, your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt so that you would be slaves no longer. I have broken your chains so that you can walk with dignity. Then they cried to the Lord in their troubles, and he rescued them. He led them from the darkness and the shadows of death and snapped their chains. So Christ has made us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get all tied up again in the chains of slavery. God sent Jesus, his son, because of his redeeming love for humankind. Jesus went to the cross with a made-up mind. Jesus was wounded for me, beaten for me, suffered for me. His blood shed for me, broke every chain just for me. Well, really for us all. Yes, Jesus is the chain breaker. These are three excerpts from the book written by Denise Bryson, The Sex, The Lies, The Soul Ties. Thank you.